All right, everyone, we are back at Grimm's Uncanny Valley with acting lessons. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. Megan, hi, Grimm. I'm so sorry for what happened. Yeah, Dick's a fucking moron. After he dropped us off, I told him he couldn't treat my friends that way. And he told me to go fuck myself, so I guess I'm done with him. I'm sure Dick won't hold that against me. You deserve better, Rena. Or good riddance. You deserve better, Rena. That's good news, Rena. You deserve someone who treats you better than that. So how's your practice coming along? Well, it's alright, but not great. We're a bit lost. We could use someone who critiques us, if you're up for it. Sure, I'd like that. Great, let's do the scene from the start then, Rena. Hold on, let me get some water. Yeah. There we go. Okay. This should be good. What's the matter with you, girl? Why are you so quiet? You usually make me feel better after a breakup. Why is this time so different? I can't hold it in anymore, Joe. I feel like I'm caught in a never-ending story with you. You get hurt, then I make you feel better. Then you get hurt again, and it repeats. Isn't that what friends are for, Jenna? To support each other no matter what? You truly are blind, aren't you? Don't you see that I hurt too? I cry myself to sleep thinking about it. When are you going to open up your eyes and see me? Jenna, what is it that you're trying to say? I'm trying to say that I love you, you idiot. Wow.
Alright.
I love you. I wish that I could love you the way you love me, Jenna. Oh, how I wish, but I can't.
She looked a little shocked.
I don't want to lose you, Jenna. I'm sorry, Joe. This is too much. I must leave. What did you think, Grimm? You were great. Very believable. You were terrific. I absolutely loved it. I'm so glad to hear that. Thanks, Grimm. I guess we overanalyzed our acting before then. Nice practicing with you, Megan. We can rehearse again tomorrow if you want to. Yes, I'd love that, Rena.
She broke up with me, ran off with her acting partner.
I'm guessing Dick won't come and pick you up. Aha, no, fuck that guy. If you want to, I can give you a ride home. I'm heading downtown either way to have dinner with a friend tonight. Oh, I forgot about that. I'd love that, Grimm. Thank you for being so nice to my friends, Grimm. I really appreciate it. Of course, Megan, I don't mind. Let me just change clothes before we go. It's so sweet of you to drive me home, Grimm. I really should buy myself a car of my own. But it's not cheap living in the city. I get that. Rent really has skyrocketed these past years. Tell me about yourself, your relationship, or your hobbies.
Tell me about yourself.
Tell me about yourself, Rena. I want to get to know you better. What's there to tell? I'm an actress living in the city. I have this naive dream that I'll make it in the business someday, but I know that I probably should be looking for another job. What are you talking about? You have the lead in a play. That's huge. Don't tell Megan I said this, but it really isn't a big deal. Sure, the play is good and all, but it won't lead to a better job. It's just busy work that nets money to get by. I think you're wrong, or why are you so pessimistic?
Why are you so pessimistic?
Why are you so pessimistic, Rena? I'm just so sick of seeing everyone around me getting great acting jobs while I keep doing local plays. It's so frustrating. I mean, I'm a good fucking actress. I don't get it. If you give up on your dreams, they'll never happen for you. Yeah, I guess you're right, Grimm. Thanks.
It's the simplest thing. Don't give up on
your
dreams.
Oh,
I never thought about it that
really?
Way.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, golly.
Country bumpkin from Blue Hair City.
Relationship or hobbies?
Hobbies?
What do you do on your spare time, Rena? I really don't have a lot of spare time. Acting takes up most of my life at the moment. So you don't have any other hobbies? A lot of women don't really have hobbies, I've heard.
They tend to latch
onto the hobbies. Yep, yep.
What, you like honey? I guess I do too.
Yeah. I like hiking and camping, you know, to just rent a cottage somewhere different over the weekend, enjoy the nature. And when it gets cold outside, you start a fire and bring out the hot dogs and cranberry vodka and play silly games. I like the sound of that. You do? Would you like to do that sometime? I'd love to. We can round up some friends and rent a place by a lake or something. Fucking awesome idea, Grim. I'm gonna hold you to that. It's happening, Raina. What about this weekend? Saturday to Sunday should work, as, at least for me, the sneak premiere of the play is on Friday. Great, even if Megan gets the part, she'll be free too. I'll check with a couple of my girlfriends to see if they'd like to join, and you can invite some friends of yours. Also, my mom owns this beautiful cabin only an hour away from the city. I'm sure she'll let us use it. I'm really loving that, Raina. Relationship. So, about Dick. How do you feel? That's probably...
Are you pro-Dick, or are you...
It's like when you ask a woman about your relationship. So, about Dick. How do you feel on that?
I always thought you really gotta not like your kid and name him Dick. Of course it is short for
right,
Richard.
Right, Richard, yeah.
I wonder how they get Dick from Richard.
Yeah, that's weird.
Slowly and while they're sleeping.
Yep, you answered your question there. That's funny. Nah, I'm fine. As I said before, we only went on a couple of dates. I seem to only attract assholes lately. Yeah, he really showed us his true colors today, huh? Snorts. You're so sweet for trying to get to know me. I have a good feeling about you, Grim. Too bad you got the hots for Megan, huh? We aren't a couple or stay faithful to Megan.
Stay faithful to Megan.
You want a steak with her?
Do right.
You're very attractive, Raina, but I really do like Megan, so you've rejected Raina. I see the way she looks at you, too. I'm sure she's into you. Okay, we're here. Thanks for the ride, Grim. Just say goodbye. Why are we gonna kiss her cheek after we've already pledged to Megan? You're welcome, Raina. Bye. Don't forget about that trip now. I won't. I'll check with my friends right now. That trip idea really excites me. I should send out some invites. Obviously, I want Liam to come. He'll ensure that we'll have a great time. Look at this chick I just banged. How sexy is that ass? My God, that's a damn Drexel text. Wow, that's very sexy, Liam. Do you have a shot of her face? Yeah, here you go, bro. Oh, come on, for fuck's sake. He said, yeah, I got you good. Oh! That's
his ass. Yep.
Oh, thank Drex to do that. Dude, I'm planning a small trip for me. Megan and a bunch of her girlfriends will be going to a secluded cabin to relax and party. You better join us. Cell phone rings. Hello? Who the fuck doesn't call with that news? I take that as a yes on your invite? Nothing could stop me from coming, dude. When are we going? I'm thinking next Saturday. I'll just have to check with the rest of the group. I love it. Pussy party. Pussy party. Sir, can you be quiet, please? This is a library. Fuck, I gotta go, bro. Talk to you later. What's Liam doing in a library? Either way, yeah, that's weird. Hey, that is funny. It's like, what's Liam doing in a library?
Don't you know men of his stature don't read?
Okay. Either way, great that he's on board.
We slap the poor and run trains on unsuspecting victims.
Oh,
they
Jesus.
Don't read.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Melissa should come too. I'll ask Megan to invite her later. Now let's go have dinner with Leah. Great choice of restaurant, Grim. They have excellent food here. Thanks, Leah. Yeah, I like it a lot too. What have you been up to over the weekend? On Friday, I had a dinner with a couple of friends, and yesterday I went out on a nightclub. I went out to a nightclub with my pal, Liam. Sounds like you've had an eventful weekend. Yeah, it was quite enjoyable. How's Megan? Oh, she's fine. We're still getting used to living together. I've got to admit, I find it a bit weird that you're living together with another woman and still dating me. Is that a deal breaker to you? Let's put it this way. I'm not looking to share you with another woman. I get that, Leah. Sorry if this makes you feel weird. But Megan needs me right now. It still makes me feel a bit jealous. Can we leave it for now and not let it ruin our date? I didn't come here to talk about Megan. I came to get to know you better. That's sweet of you, Grim. How was your weekend, Leah? Did you do anything special? No, nothing special. I worked a couple of late night shifts. How are things at the hospital? It's been quite stressful lately, but overall it's just business as usual. I sure miss having you around, though. But enough of this idle chit-chat, Grim. Tell me something exciting about you. Like, sexy exciting, or... I was thinking more on the lines of something that would make me more interested in you. But what the hell shocked me? Tell me something sexy about you then. Well, you see, when it comes to dicks... let's see, tell her about your sexy dreams. Tell her about the one time you had public sex. Prepare to be shocked, Leah. A few years ago, I found myself at the beach together with my ex-fiance. Oh, you've been married before? No, we broke it off before the wedding. Either way, it was a public beach, but there wasn't a lot of people there at the time. My ex, Anna, was a very sexual woman, so she suggested we should have sex right there on the beach. Oh, I like the sound of that. So did you? Yeah, we did. I did hesitate for a bit, but I couldn't resist her when she started kissing me and fondling my, you know. You're a grown man, Grim. I think you know the word. Cock. Oh, look at that foot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that got frostbite. Did you see that black foot? That had the individual toes instead of...
Let me see.
It wasn't a stock. It looked like her toes are out. Yeah. That's a case of the frostbite.
Huh.
They may have to amputate.
We ended up having sex in public, and it was really exciting. Yeah, public sex is really great. It's so naughty and taboo. When was the last time you did it in public? The story I just told you was the last time. That sounds far too long ago to me. Now it's your turn to excite me, Leah. Since you gave me such a hot story, I have to try to match it, right?
Turn it better, girl.
Well, you don't have to if you can't think of one. Oh, sweetie, I have stories that will make you green with envy. She's a nurse. For instance, one time back in college, I was at a frat party during Halloween. Everyone was in costumes, students were drunk, and music was blasting so loud you couldn't hear conversations. I found a guy in a weird-looking costume and thought I was pretty cute. He was very drunk, but I could sense he was looking to find some girl to sleep with that night. He was scouting the room pretty hard when we made eye contact. We didn't say a word to each other, we didn't need to. We knew that what was about to happen. I dragged him into an empty room, away from all the music. To make things more exciting, I hushed him when he tried to speak. I didn't want to see his face nor hear his voice. It was sexy not knowing who he was. I straddled him, and I once managed to find my way into his costume. Hold on, I'm gonna try that again. I straddled him, and once I managed to find my way into his costume, I grabbed his throbbing cock. Holy shit! I rode him so hard on that bed. Even though we had a non-verbal agreement to stay silent, I could hear his muffled moans behind that mask as I bounced on him. Up and down, up and down. That was the fastest and most intense orgasm I've ever had in my life. And after I was done with him, I dragged my panties up and left him there. I think he passed out when I was finished with him. I never did learn his name or saw the face behind that mask, but I will never forget that night. That must be one of the hottest stories I've ever heard, Leah. Much more fun than the chit-chat, huh? Very much so. This is a great date, Leah. Will you excuse me while I use the men's room? Of course, sweetie. Leah looked so sexy tonight in that story. It got me rock hard. I should make a move on her on the ride back home. Leah, what are you doing here? I want you right now, Grim.
Here?
Uh-huh. It's awfully public, don't you think? Shut up and kiss me. Let's get you out of these. What do these buttons do?
I'm telling you, he can't catch a break. He's just trying to be a faithful man.
Don't you find this exciting, Grim? I want to taste you. Oh, Leah. There we go. What's going on with her toe? That's weird. She does have frostbite.
She didn't tell the story.
They're supposed to be those toe sock things. Because they do make those. I've seen those.
I know they have toe socks.
They might be like she's
but
wearing that.
Toe leggings?
Yeah, I think they do. You have to look them up. You want to feel how soft my tits are?
Boy, looked like she was kind of partially having a seizure.
I can't stop, Grant!
It's not really, it's...
I know, it was,
I need to feel your dick inside me again, she said. Are you ready for me, sweetie? There we go. I mean, this is one of her earlier...
You want to take that little clip you just said.
Alright, people have done... Man, they've got stuff for days. When I did the hentai... Oh my god, it's on. Oh fuck, Leah, someone's here. She's saying. Oh, Leah, I'm coming! I'm on the pill! Fill me up, Grim, come inside me. Bro! That doesn't mean she's on the pill!
Have you already played this? What?
Oh, I love the feeling of your warm sperm inside me, Grim. Yeah, that felt great, Leah. Do you think we'll get in trouble for doing this? I don't really care. It's worth it. I'm gonna have to ask you two to leave our establishment and never return. Fuck. Come, Grim, let's go. Haha, can you believe that just happened? No, that was so crazy. Told you I can get wild sometimes. Yeah, but not in what capacity. Haha, oh, sweetie, this has only begun. Just wait until next time. Maybe we could do it in a more conventional way then. Well, that's no fun, don't you think? I guess this is where we part ways. I had a wonderful time tonight, Grim. Me too, Leah. It was quite the adventure. I look forward to next time. Bye, sweetie. Hi, how was your dinner? It was nice, thanks. Excuse me for not being fully dressed, I just took a shower. Don't mind me, Megan. Oh yeah, Rena and I talked when I drove her home. We're thinking of rounding up some friends and stay at Rena's mom's cabin over the weekend. You know, just to relax and party for a bit. Are you interested in joining us? That sounds really fun, this weekend? Yeah, Rena said she didn't work on Saturday, so we figured that would be an excellent day for it. Yeah, it's perfect. Is Liam coming? Yeah, he was ecstatic about it. Ha ha, I bet. Can I invite Melissa? Of course, I was gonna ask you to do that. Phone rings. Excuse me, Grim. Yeah, go ahead. I'll change into something more comfortable meanwhile. Uh-huh. Right, so what does that mean for me? Are you serious? Really? Really? Oh, thank you so much. I got the part in the play. You did? Congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy. I... Oh, wow. Holy moly. Sorry, Grim, I couldn't help myself. That's okay, Megan. Come, I want to try something with you. When we kiss, I get these butterflies in my stomach that won't go away. I keep telling myself... I keep telling myself to stop, but... It's like my mind is trying to resist it, but my body won't listen. Does that sound weird to you? No, not at all, Megan. I can feel it, too. Grim, would you lie next to me? I'd like to see the butterflies are real, or if I'm just imagining things. Yeah, sure, Megan. Kiss me, Grim. He has the softest lips I've ever felt. I could kiss them for days. He's gotta do something about being so red, though. Oh.
I think he has an edema.
So, are the butterflies real? Yeah, they're absolutely real. Man, he's red. Look how red. He's like Red Hulk over here. Even the fingernails are red. That feels so good. But I still need time to think, you know. Yeah, let me try that one again. But I still need time to think, you know. I know. I didn't say stop. Boy, is he red. Friday, the day of the play. Help me, Grim. I can't find them. What are you looking for, Megan? My shoes. I can't find them anywhere. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I saw them in the hallway before. No, they're definitely not there. Fuck it. I'll take another pair. Wow, I haven't heard her swear before. She must be very nervous about tonight. We can leave now. Megan, relax. You're going to be great. You practice so much. Thank you, Grim. I know that I shouldn't be this nervous, but I can't help it. Finally, I get to do a real acting job. I'm so proud of you. This wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you, Grim. I hope you understand how much you've meant to me. You too, Megan. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on stage tonight. Okay, wish me luck. Good luck, Megan. Break a leg. Let's go and pick up Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How are you? What the hell? Did Peter do this to you? I don't know what to do. Grim, please help me. He's been acting all weird this week. Then a couple of nights ago, he just came into my room and went berserk. That's fucking it, Melissa. You can't stay there. You're coming home with us after tonight. I will not let you be hurt like this anymore. Grim, I'm scared. It's never been this bad before. I don't know what's gotten into him. Mom couldn't even stop him. Shit, probably because of me, he took all the aggression on Melissa. Why couldn't I just keep my cool? We're going straight to the police with this. I fucking had it with that asshole. Please don't. I'm afraid it'll hurt my mom, too. But we must, Melissa. I don't get why we tiptoe around it. Leaving it be is obviously not making it any better. Can we do it after the play, at least? I don't want to miss it. Fine, but we're not letting it go this time. We must get you and your mom the help you need. Just gonna continue drinking the beer, motherfucker. Are you sure you still want to go to the play? I can drop you off at my place if you want to. No, I want to see Megan's performance. I'll be alright. Thank you so much for caring about me. Besides you and Megan, it feels like no one else does. We'll get through this together, Melissa, I promise. I have a couple of sunglasses in the glove compartment you can borrow if you want. Yes, please. Are you strong enough to head inside? Yeah, I feel much better with you around. Wow, there's a lot of people here tonight. No sign of Liam, though. Haha, Hedwig, look, there's your lover boy. Oh, shit. Grim, is that you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, we done fucked up.
Yep, looks like it.
Hi there. Long time no see, Grim. Hi, what are you doing here? Watching the play, of course. This is my friend, Melissa. Hi. Why are you wearing shades? That's a private matter, Angela. So is Liam feeling better? What do you mean by that? I thought he told you. As we were heading back to his place, he started vomiting all of a sudden. He said that he wasn't feeling well, so I called him a cab home. That's strange. Liam bragged about his sexual adventure when I talked to him. And he called me a lightweight when I didn't want more beer. Oh yeah, right. That. Yeah, he is feeling much better. That's great. It's good to hear. Say hi to him for it. Say hi to him from us. Bye. So who were those two broads? Tell her or don't tell her?
Tell her.
Angela and Hedwig. Liam and I met them at the Inferno last weekend. Sounds like you had some fun together, huh? It was a fun night. I bet. Figaro, 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 Figaro. Enter Liam. What's up, peeps? It's not an opera, Liam. Yeah, whatever. Missy, what the fuck happened to you? We'll talk about it later, but I think you already know exactly what happened. I'm gonna kill that fucker. Please, Liam, chill. Don't get riled up right now. Yeah, we're going straight to the police after the play. Alright, you okay though? He's also pretty pissed because dude straight up called him an N-bomb to his face. Like, that shit right there.
He said, that man's going down.
Well, really and truly, like, no joking aside, if you've got the balls to call somebody like that to their face, like, I mean, there's people make jokes and all that shit, but if you really gonna do that to somebody, like, yeah, they're gonna hate you. Like, they're gonna straight hate you. They're like, you say that, oh, you wanna see one? I'll show you one. I feel better now thanks to Grimm. I'll be staying with him and Megan for a while. My boy, good, good. Let's go inside and take our seats. It's starting soon. I can't believe how nervous I am for him. Well, this is fucking huge. Not an empty seat in here. Relax, boys. Megan's a pro. There's no way she'll fuck this up. I hope you're right, Melissa. Should I confront Liam about my talk with Angela and Hedwig?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, Liam, I met Angela and Hedwig outside the theater because I would have told him anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? How were they? They were fine. They mentioned something to me about last Saturday. Apparently you didn't have the great time you told me you had. Listen, Grimm, sorry for lying to you. Look, the play's starting. Can we talk about it another time? Yeah.
No, right
sure.
Now. No.
Rena's very good in this play. I'm amazed by her acting. It's so captivating. Oh, there's Megan. What's the matter with you, girl? Why are you so quiet? You usually make me feel better after a breakup. Why is this time so different? I can't hold it in anymore, Joe. I feel like I'm caught in a never-ending story with you. You get hurt, then I make you feel better, then you get hurt again, and it repeats. Isn't that what friends are for, Jenna? To support each other no matter what? You truly are blind, aren't you? Don't you see that I hurt, too? I cry myself to sleep thinking about it. When are you gonna open up your eyes and see me? Jenna, what is it that you are trying to say? I'm trying to say that I love you, you idiot. Wow. That got spicy. Holy shit, Grimm! Shh. I love you. I wish I could love you the way you love me, Jenna. Oh, how I wish, but I can't. I don't want to lose you, Jenna. I'm sorry, Joe. This is too much. I must leave. Wow, she's remarkable. Applause. Just listen to all the applause. Everyone loved it. Best play ever. Haha, don't act like you see plays all the time, Liam. Well, no, I don't, but it was still the best one. Hey, guys, did you like it? Liked it. I loved it. You were wonderful, Megan. Yeah, that was some tight shit. I'm so proud of you, girl. Melissa, your face. Not again. Hey, we'll talk about it later. Enjoy your moment now. I really enjoyed the kissing scene. Hey, at least he's being honest. Thank you all for coming. It was so fun and it felt so good. Hey guys, can I have a moment alone with Grimm? Sure, come Missy, let's go over here. Oh damn. How are you feeling, Megan? Absolute bliss, every bit of stress just disappeared as I went on stage. You truly did an outstanding performance. Thank you. It really feels like things are starting to turn around for me. And while I'm at this high that I feel right now, I wanted to ask you something. I've been thinking a lot this past week and about you and I want to do it. I want to take the risk. I was thinking that we could try dating and learn more about each other. If you want to, that is. I'd love to, Megan. I think it'd be great for us if we explored our feelings for each other. Hey, Grimm. Guess who I am? Romeo, 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 Romeo! Why the fuck art thou Romeo? Haha, right? Haha, fucking Liam. Haha! Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to step down from the stage. To get serious for a bit, we're heading to the police station before we go home. This Peter situation has to end. I agree, Grimm. She can't live like this. I've asked Melissa to come stay with us for the time being. How would you feel about that? It's a wonderful idea, Grimm. You're amazing, you know that, right? Melissa, please feel like this is your home. It's weird, though, that she does that weird open mouth. It's not like a kiss, it's just she opens her mouth. It's like you want to, what do? You put a donut? It's like, put a donut in.
There's a Z's a sorry joke about that, about
he'd watched a porno and she reached down and grabbed a bite of a donut that was around the dude's dick. And he's like, it'd be weird if she did it, bit the donut, and then walked away. He said, but wait. He said, she said, I wasn't trying to suck your dick. I just wanted a bite of that donut. It was delicious. And then he said, Bob's Donuts, best donuts in town. We won't make you suck a dick for yours.
Thanks, but this place is much better than home. Sorry for the poor choice of words. I'm so glad that you're staying here with us, Melissa. We'll figure this out together. We're here for you. You were so strong to finally report Peter to the police. Thank you, Grim. I wasn't sure they would believe me at first. I'm so glad you guys were there with me. I love you guys. We love you too, Melissa. Is it okay if I smoke up? I need to mellow out tonight. Drugs, Melissa? Really? Megan, let it go. She's been through a lot. Go ahead, Melissa. Just do it outside, please. Got it. So, Grim. Yes? Thank you for everything you do for me and my friends. You're wonderful. Put the donut in there. You too, Megan. Aside from the situation with Melissa, I feel so happy right now. Me too. Haha, at this rate, everyone will know I'll be living together with you eventually. Maybe we should just have Rena move in as well. Haha, yeah, these couple of weeks have really changed my day-to-day life. I guess that I'm really turning my place into a shelter, like you said. I hate to keep harping on it, but I must ask. Are you sure you can afford all this? I know it costs a lot more money than living alone, but I really want to do it. In a weird way, this has given my life some sort of purpose. Honestly, not having a job to go gets pretty dull. Not having a job to go to gets pretty dull. You know, if you're like Bezos with his super yacht. Besides, the situation is not permanent. We both know that. But let's see. $500 million yacht. It's crazy. So I'll definitely be fine in the long run. Okay, then I'll stop worrying about it, but I'm so glad I can start to pay you back soon. Accept payment or reject payment?
Reject.
You want me to reject the payment?
Yeah,
probably. Megan, I don't want your money. It's yours. You've earned it.
Well off.
I wouldn't feel okay not to reimburse you, Grim. She's concerned.
Oh, well.
Please, save them for another purpose, Megan. Are you looking forward to tomorrow's trip? Yeah, it's going to be so much fun to both relax and party. Yeah, I think so too. Do you think Melissa's still up for it? Is Melissa still up for what? For tomorrow's trip. Fuck yes, I am, and I'd love to get away from the city for a while. That's great to hear. We should go to bed. We're leaving quite early tomorrow morning. Great, I'll crash on the couch then. Nonsense, you can share the bed with Megan. I'll take the couch. Next week, I'll make sure to buy a spare bed for you. Whoops. Come on, I think all three of us could fit in the bed. You two are already sleeping next to each other, right? Yeah, that's true. Alright then. So, good lord. He's got himself a regular battered women's shelter in this damn place.
He's got good air conditioning or it's winter.
One of the girls, she had nowhere to go, so he invited her in. The other one's abused. And then another one, she's in a bad relationship, and it's like, damn, he's pretty much running a battered women's shelter in his house. Alright, so I think that's where we're going to end it for now. Man, her eye is still a little bit black around there. Alright, so... that's going to be all of Acting Lessons for right now. You know, things are just getting more and more. Yeah. Got another girl. Now there's three. Well, three people. There's two girls. And there's probably going to be three. Who knows? Leah might end up in there too. I'd have four girls. It's like a harem thing. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. We'll see you next time on the Acting... We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Acting Lessons.